Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to organizer Jim Den Hartog and pastor David Woodcock from New Journey Church about the 2017 Marion County Bible Reading Marathon. It started last year with a proclamation from the governor, and now you're carrying it forward this year. Take the listeners through exactly what they can expect with the Bible Reading Marathon.
Well, as you mentioned, Nathan, we had just a really great time last year doing this, and we want to continue the momentum that was established last year and do it again. We plan to spend 80 hours reading the Bible at the gazebo at the Knoxville Courthouse, and people will sign up for 15-minute slots. They can sign up for more than 15-minute slots. We had that last year where many people would come back after reading once. They wanted to do it again. So we have an online sign-up, which is the best way to get signed up. We also welcome walk-ups, but they may have to wait until there's an opening, but they are welcome to do that as well. So we'll be reading for 80 hours, starting at 7 a.m. each day, starting on Monday, the 26th, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day, and as long as it takes on Saturday. We plan to be done around 5 approximately on Saturday.
Now, Pastor Woodcock, what is your role in this, and how many from your church are planning on participating in this Bible reading marathon?
Well, last year when Jim approached us, we had just moved here to Knoxville to plant this new church, his New Journey Church. So we didn't have a congregation at the time, but we dove in, my wife and I, head first, and just participated in it and supported Jim, and it was just a great time and meeting a lot of people for us, especially planning a new church. But this time around, we have a church now. So we have a congregation, and they're excited about being involved with this as well. So we'll definitely have a lot of people from our church there and spreading the word throughout the community and just getting a lot of people over there excited about reading the Bible.
Now, Jim, last year, how many people did you have participate in last year's event? And this year, what are you expecting numbers-wise? And really, what were some of the good things that happened last year that you hope to kind of maybe improve on or build on for this year?
We had approximately 75 people involved with us last year. And since those people are aware of that, we hope that they will spread the word as well. So we're hoping that maybe we'll have a few more this year. I think the best things that happened was people really felt like they could do this. Maybe there was a feeling that this was something that they couldn't do in a public place, and they felt empowered as they read the Word of God and really believed that His Spirit was there. And as it was going forth, we were declaring His Word over Marion County. So we desire to do that again, and I think there was also kind of some knocking down of walls of separation. We didn't ask what church they were involved with or what doctrine they might have. We were rallying around one thing, and that was the Word of God, and that was the central thing that we were really all promoting, was not a personal agenda, not a church, but just reading His Word.
Now, this is happening at the Marion County Courthouse, starting on the 26th, at the gazebo, rather. Now, if Marion County or Knoxville listeners want to participate in this, where can they find the information? Who do they contact? What do they got to do?
Okay, the easiest way is just go to Facebook and type in Marion County Bible Reading Marathon, and it'll pop up. And there will be a link to a sign-up, an online sign-up. And you will see a sign up with some yellow blocks. Just click on those for the time that you want to reserve. And so it's easy. Otherwise, they can call me if they don't have internet access, 641-627-5008. And they could call David as well.
And my number is 515-451-8064.
Now, is there anything else you want the Knoxville listeners, Marion County listeners, to know about this year's Bible Reading Marathon?
It'll be very similar to last year. We also want to encourage people, if they have prayer needs, we're going to have a prayer basket there, and we will pray over those needs. If there is someone who has an immediate need, we'll step off the gazebo and we will pray with them as well. We hope to have a celebration service at the end, a time of praise and worship and thanksgiving and prayer as well.
And what I thought was really exciting about last year was we had the person reading the word, but then the people that just came around, and the fellowship that was happening and the relationships that were being built, and people were kind of pulling off the side, sitting at picnic tables and praying together. It was just a really powerful time of prayer and just, you know, meeting new people.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your home isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.